This coming weekend is the third weekend in August, and traditionally the third weekend in August means it's time for the unofficial, unsanctioned float down here in Port Huron. All indications are that folks will still be participating in that event, although it is strongly discouraged this year due to many different factors, among them COVID-19, as well as issues with the Canadian border. And it looks like Sunday is also going to be a bit stormy. To talk about float down and what you should do and what you shouldn't do is on the line with us right now, Petty Officer First Class Joseph Stoltz from the Coast Guard Station here in Port Huron. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
And just to reiterate here, you are saying please don't participate in float down this year. Is that correct?
Pretty much. The main message that we're saying is that if there's any year that you thought about if you should do it or not, this is the year not to do it. We have all the COVID possibilities. People can easily get sick. You don't know who has what and how quickly you can come across someone. And then also with the weather conditions right now that we're looking at currently that day, a high of 78 with a southwest wind at 5 to 10 knots, which is going to slow down the event, can make the waters a little more choppy, a little more hazardous. And then also with the 50% chance of thunderstorms.
Yeah, when you put all those together, that's not really a recipe for safety, is it?
Correct, it's not.
What is the Coast Guard planning to do this year to maybe help either police these crowds and to make sure that people are being safe as much as possible?
So we'll be out there along with many other partner and agencies around St. Clair County and our Canadian partners. We'll be patrolling up and down the river during the route, and we're going to be looking for anyone that is in distress. If you have any sort of issues, wave one of us down. We will come there immediately to help you and attend to you as best we possibly can. We're going to be making sure that people are being safe. So if you're under the age of 18, make sure you wear a life jacket and that you are staying in your float is the big thing also that we'll be making sure that people are doing.
One of the recommendations that I hear, we were speaking about float down earlier this week with Sergeant Decker from the Port Huron Police Department as well. And one of the tips that he had, which I think bears repeating, bring a paddle.
Yes, absolutely. Bringing a paddle is very beneficial. And if you're over the age of 18 also, even if you're not wearing your life jacket, having one with you because you never know what's going to happen. You can fall off of your float and at least you'd have a life jacket there to grab onto, or your float can have a leak that you don't know about ahead of time. And as you're going down, also now you have a deflated float that you are in the water. Having that life jacket with you really helped. Having a paddle, especially with the Canadian border being closed, many people can go onto the Royal Canadian Mounted Police social media site. Facebook is where I saw it. And they spell out everything that they're doing if you cross over the Canadian border.
You could be
and
facing...
also,
it would be illegal for you to go into Canada at the moment. And you could be facing some
correct.
Fines for doing so, right?
As far as what they say, yes.
Because the border is, of course, closed to all but essential traffic, and I don't think Canadian authorities think floating over on an inner tube is deemed as essential travel. So, yeah, do be careful of that. We're speaking to Joseph Stoltz. He is a Petty Officer First Class at the Port Huron Coast Guard Station. As far as the Coast Guard here, how have you guys been impacted by COVID-19? What kind of precautions have you guys had to take because of that?
So with us, every time we're out on our boats and meeting with the public, when we're not meeting the public, we're always wearing a cloth face mask even around each other to make sure that we don't contract for anyone else. And then when we are out on our boats, we're wearing an N95 mask, goggles, gloves every single time we're interacting with the public. So you have added heat with that. Especially with the summertime, that adds to dehydration and those kind of situations. So we are having to be more vigilant with that. We're also working with a shortened staff. We're just like other places, we're trying to limit the amount of personnel that are here at one time so that we can spread out our crews. This way, if someone was to get it, we don't end up having our whole entire station down. So we have crews just spread out more. And then all the other agencies are dealing with the same type of situation.
Joseph, remind us again on what the U.S. Coast Guard does, you know, what your mission is out on the waters here.
So our waters here, we are we deal with search and rescue and maritime law enforcement. So when we board your boats, we're looking mainly to make sure you have all your safety gear on board, and then search and rescue, making sure that everyone is being safe. And if you do end up in distress, we're out there to immediately help you as quickly as you possibly can.
When you're talking about boating safety here, and the main point of our conversation this morning is to talk about float down, but boaters out there in the waters, what kind of safety things should they always have on board?
So depending on the size of the boat changes what you would need on board. And there is actually a Coast Guard app. If you have a smartphone, you go and you look up Coast Guard in your app store, and you can actually go on there and it says all the requirements for it. Ours is different from state. We are a federal law enforcement agency, so we have different requirements. The main and biggest thing is a life jacket for everyone on your boat. Everyone must have a life jacket available for them. You must have a throwable flotation device. So you use like a life ring or a seat cushion that it looks like. If you're operating at night, you have to have navigation lights. You must always have a sound producing device. And there's many other things that goes into it along with that, depending on what kind of vessel you're on.
Now, I own a vessel here, a much smaller vessel, a plastic kayak. but I like to go out on, whether it's the Lake Huron or Black River and that sort of thing. What about for us kayakers? What kind of requirements, what should we have?
Kayakers, again, have to have a life jacket for themselves. And then you have to have a sound-producing device. So usually it's a whistle or an air horn. This way, if there's other boats that are in your area, you can signal them if you are in danger or in doubt of their intentions that you're there. And then also this way, if you are in danger, you have a way where, especially if you get stuck in fog or if it does become nightfall, you have a way to signal your location. If you are operating towards a time where it's going to be towards dusk, where it's getting kind of night, then you should plan to have a flashlight with you. This way, if you do accidentally get stuck out there, because you shouldn't be out there at night on a kayak, but if you do get stuck out there, you have a light so that you can illuminate yourself for other boats that are passing by you.
Those are all good safety tips. Joseph Stoltz, Petty Officer First Class with the U.S. Coast Guard stationed here in Port Huron. Again, this coming weekend, planning on being kind of busy because there's this little event called the Float Down going on that's scheduled to happen on Sunday. No one really officially organizes this. No one really sponsors this event. It's just one of those things that happens, but you are expecting people to be out there on Sunday, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
And do you shut down the shipping lane for that as well?
Yes, the captain of the port of the Coast Guard, Captain Kelly, Inspector Detroit, has put out a notice for the U.S. side to be shut down for commercial traffic, and the Canadian partners have done the same thing as well.
There's very few events that warrant shutting down international trade. This is one of them. The Port Huron Float Down scheduled to happen on Sunday. And again, this is really not the best year to do it when you factor in COVID-19. What looks to be a stormy day on Sunday, as well as you know, just the idea of accidentally going to Canada and perhaps getting stuck in a foreign country that doesn't really want you there. With all those things combined, this really might not be the best year to do that, right, Joseph?
That's correct. And if you are going to do it, a few things is, one, make sure you have a life jacket with you so you can protect yourselves. Make sure you have sunscreen and a shirt and hat. Make sure you can protect yourself from the sun as well. A paddle if you can so you can steer yourself. And make sure you have something to stay hydrated as well. And added with that, if you are able to, have a face mask just in case you come around people you're not associated with and identification on you.
All great tips, Joseph. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And we hope it's a very safe weekend out on the waters.
Thank you.
Joseph Stoltz with us from the U.S. Coast Guard station here in Port Huron. Caleb in for Paul, 9:50 is the time. Quick break and we'll wrap up the show next here on WPHM.